Hello, everyone, and welcome. It is the GUI Precap. It's a recap of all the things that are going to have happened for the week of March 29th, 2021, before it happens. My name is the Bruce, and let's get started with the GUI pick of the week. On March 31st, it in theaters and on HBO Max, it's Godzilla vs. Kong. Do you really need a plot? I'm sure there is one, but no one's going to remember it. So it's just big things beating each other up. For TV pages, on Monday, CW has the finale of Bulletproof. TNT has the finale of Snowpiercer. Comedy Central has Hall of Flame Top 100 Comedy Central Moments. This is a premiere, and it will be going on all week. Vice has the premiere of The Devil You Know. Nat Geo has the premiere of Running Wild with Bear Grylls. For Tuesday, ABC has Pooch Perfect. It's a dog grooming competition show that looks like it should have been on Bravo or something. CW has the premiere of Supergirl. For Wednesday, ABC has the finales of American Housewife and The Con. Sci-Fi has the finale of Resident Alien. For Thursday, CBS has the premiere of United States of Al. NBC has Manifest and Law & Order Organized Crime premieres. Fox has the premiere of The Moodies. Bravo has the premiere of Top Chef. And TBS has the premiere of Wipeout. For Friday and Saturday, nothing. For Sunday, Fox has Malacca, The Lion Queen, that's new. TBS has the 27th Annual Screen Actors Guild Award live. And AMC has The Walking Dead finale and the premiere of Gangs of London. For movies coming out this week, you have The French Exit, an aging Manhattan socialite living on barely what's left of her inheritance from her rich husband, moves into an empty apartment in Paris with her son and her cat. You have The Unholy. A hearing-impaired girl is visited by the Virgin Mary and can suddenly hear, speak, and heal the sick as people flock to witness her miracles, terrifying events unfold. You also have Kong vs. Godzilla. For DVDs, you have Earwig and The Witch. For online services, Netflix, you have Prank Encounters, Worm Stories, and Madame Claude. For Hulu, you have WeWork or The Making and Breaking of a $47 billion unicorn. For video games coming out this week, you have Neptuna Virtual Stars for the PC, Auto Chess for the PS5, Disco Elysium The Final Cut for the PS5, PS4, Stadia, and PC. You have Evil Genius 2 World Domination for the PC. Also for the PC, you have pretty much all of Kingdom Hearts coming out, so I'm not going to go through the entire list. You have Nardia Boy for the PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. Drifters for the PS4, Xbox One, and PC. The Building of Isaac Repentance for the PC. And you have Outriders for the PS5, Xbox X, PS4, Xbox One, and PC. For GUI News, you've got new episodes of Geeks Under the Influence, Beautiful Disasters from the Mouths of Madness, Deeply Upsetting, Geek Father, and Smack My Pitch Up. For one more thing. Last year, the convention season was canceled across the board. This year, with the COVID-19 vaccination happening, life is starting to get back to normal, but mass gatherings like sci-fi conventions are still forbidden. This is a smart call. Some of the biggest cons are doing the virtual thing again this year. San Diego Comic-Con is having their Comic-Con Special Edition from July 23rd to July 25th. They did this last year, as I reported on, and it wasn't a huge success, but it was something for the hardcore fans. Now, San Diego Comic-Con has also announced that they are going to be having a live, in-person, full-size convention this year, but it's being postponed until Thanksgiving weekend. Now, I know they are betting on COVID being under control by then, and it's a high likelihood of that, at least hitting the point of herd immunity by that point. However, anything can happen. The question that I'm having is, with the decision, is does it have to be that weekend? First, it's the busiest travel weekend of the year. Second, this is going to be the first time that some families are going to be able to have seen each other, some of them for over a year. So it might be a tough choice for a lot of geeks out there. Do I see grandma, or do I spend it with people I actually like? Alright, this has been the GUI Precap. You can follow along all the fun times at GUIPodcast.com. If you want to contact us, email us at geeksundertheinfluence@gmail.com. Call us and leave a voicemail. It's 804-505-4484. That's 804-505-4GUI. My name is Bruce, and of course, all of these things happen. I'm from the future, and be nice to each other.
GUIPodcast.com.
Coming straight from the mouths of madness, I'm Lowdown.
I'm F.U. Hunter.
Do you love horror?
We fucking do.
So this is a podcast dedicated to all things in cinematic horror. We're talking movies, television, composers, special effects artists. We're going to fucking cover it.
So if you love horror,
embrace the madness.
Hey guys, Scotty Big Daddy Preston here. That's right, the Geek Father, asking you to join me here every other week with friends and family of the GUI Network. As we go through all the trials and tribulations of being a geeky parent. So remember, join us or cry.